Since the city cut ties with Philly fighting COVID, the Black Doctors COVID-19 Consortium has become the only public-facing community vaccination clinic in town. But its founder says that doesn't mean the vaccines are for everyone. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports from a recent vaccine clinic in North Philadelphia.
Dr. Ayla Stanford spends much of the day at her clinic behind a small desk, filling syringe after syringe with fluid from a Moderna vial.
I'm doing these last 10, and then I need someone to give me a break so I can eat and use the bathroom. I realize it's been 6 hours.
Nurses come by to pick up trays of the syringes every so often, and sometimes to ask questions.
Does anybody else here have an appointment?
Like when two sisters showed up, one with an appointment and one without. Both were over 75, both Black. Stanford helped them both get registered.
Just grab the two chairs in the back row.
They were grateful for the flexibility. Here's Linda Scott and her sister, Mary Lawton.
Unbelievable that this is here and they're doing what they're doing. Because the system is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
You can't get on
the
phone.
You get online and you wait and you wait.
It's just horrible. But thank God.
Stanford says this is why she doesn't want to book all her appointments ahead of time. Lots of elderly folks might not be able to sign up online. But leaving appointments open and announcing your location means people who aren't eligible come out too. As a doctor, she never wants to turn anyone away, but she wants them to know they are taking the vaccine from someone who needs it more.
We're saying, you see that 80-year-old Black woman right there? She needs it more than you. And she's not registered. And she didn't have social media. She filled out this paper form. And right now is when she could get a ride, and she's going to get it first because she's more at risk of getting sick and more at risk of dying than you are.
Stanford says waiting your turn benefits everyone because if people in neighborhoods with high infection rates don't get vaccinated, the virus will just keep spreading. And the longer cases stay high, the longer it takes for everyone to get back to normal. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.